You're tuned in Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I'm Joseph Talbert Jr. with Harvest Group Institute and Praise 107.9. We're here having a good time. I'm excited about it. We're joined with a good friend of mine and business owner, Miss Melinda Rackley of Rack City. Inspirational.
Yes, Rack City Inspiration.
Real quick, man, of course, you know, we're brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, Bible-based training company. What we do is teach people how to have and enjoy life in the areas of finances and business development, relationships, really all around. You know, God, the Bible says that Jesus came to give us life more abundantly, to the full, to the overflows, to have and enjoy. And so that's what Harvest Group Institute is here for. And then also, we have a new sponsor, Miss Chocolate the Poet. Some of you guys know who she is. She is one of the most wonderful people I have ever met, the sweetest, and she is the deal. She is an amazing poet here in Jacksonville. She has a show coming up. It's called Pain, From Pain Into Purpose. You definitely want to be there. It's going to be Saturday, October 27th. The VIP tickets are $30. The general admission tickets are $15. Doors open at 5:30. It starts at 6, and it's going to be at the famed Two Saints Restaurant and Grill. You guys know it. It's an amazing place. But definitely go check out her show. I've seen her do her poetry, and it is phenomenal. Her heart is poured into it. She's sweet. She's nice. She's full of the Lord. She's full of love. And she does an amazing job. You will figure out through her poetry and through her show, if you're going through anything, when it's over, you will figure out how to turn it into something that you can do something with. And so I'm excited about having her as a sponsor for this month. And indeed, Miss Melinda Rackley of Rack City Inspiration, you know, her company always supporting our radio show. So she's here in the studio today. And if you guys have any companies that you want to have on our show, you just let us know. Give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154, and we can talk about what the sponsorship is. You can come on the show, be here live, talk about what you got going on, and we'll also do a couple of commercials for you the entire month. Give us a call on the air, 904-296-2251. And you know, I tell you, call. If you don't want to be the first person to call, then be the second person to call. But call and ask a question. Have a good time. Don't be afraid to call us and tell us you agree. Or call us and tell us we don't know what we're talking about. Either way, give us a call so we can talk with you. And so, you know, we've been talking about money. Money is a good thing to talk about.
Yeah. You need money. Gotta have money.
You gotta have it. You gotta have it. And real quick, just so quick, we've been talking about it from a perspective of five places that you can be with your finances, from a biblical perspective. And one is in a place of not enough. You know, we've all been there, just don't have enough. We don't know how we're going to get the bills paid. Need a miracle every month to get the bills paid. But the thing is, that's not where we're supposed to stay.
Right.
It's not a badge of honor to wear that, hey, I don't know what's going on. I need a miracle, God. And, you know, but we've been there. And I tell people, use that place to learn who God is, to increase your faith, to become a better steward, you know. And so that's so not enough. And then the place of enough, having just enough, or the Bible calls it sufficiency. Where you have enough to get the bills paid. Everything's paid, you're eating, the rent is paid, and ain't nothing left over. Mm-hmm. You can't do nothing extra, but at least everything's taken care of. You know what I'm saying? And again, being in a place of enough, we've been there too. Mm-hmm. I got just enough, but good Lord, would I love to have a little bit of extra, you know? And the Bible talks about how, you know, the MO of, to me, reading the Bible, it's indicative of a God that says, my MO is to leave you with more than enough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and people say, well, I don't have enough. But the truth of the matter is, that's not how it started out. You started out with enough in some way, shape, or form. You know, even at your first job at 15 years old, you get your first job. You don't have no bills. You had enough. But what did we eventually do is we eat away at our enough.
Yes.
And so we can't have extra. You know what I'm saying? And so when you have extra, when God blesses you with extra, don't go buy a new car. Don't go to Aaron's and get a new couch. Take that extra and say, God is good for giving me extra. And with that extra, I can do some stuff. And I say there's three places you can do something with that extra. You can be self-rich, mm-hmm. you know, spend it on yourself, consumption. You can be others rich, you know, give it to the community, your friends, family, or you can be rich toward God. Mm-hmm. But having extra is where we want to be. And so when God does, you know, that check comes in the mail, you weren't expecting that miracle. You got extra, you get a raise on your job. Don't eat into it. Stay in the place of extra. And why you want to stay in extra? Because with the extra, that's when I can start building what is the next stage, generational or wealth and riches. You know, making sure that your insurances are in place and your retirement is taken care of. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing. You know, I don't want to be, and I'm not knocking anyone who does, but I don't want to be 60. I don't want to work at a job for 30 years, retire, and then get a job next year. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. And if you don't take your extra and do proper things with it, invest it well, save it well, put it where it needs to go so it can create assets, blah, 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 then your wealth and riches can't be built properly. And if you're not building your wealth and riches properly, then there's kind of like no way you can do what God says. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, which is generational wealth and riches. Mm-hmm. So those are the places, guys, not enough, just enough, abundance or extra, wealth and riches, or generational wealth and riches. So that's what we've been talking about.
Yes, yes,
and in the mindset of it. And the two verses that we've been dealing with is a verse in Joshua. And actually, before Joshua's verse, there's a verse in Ecclesiastes 5. And I'm going to read it in Amplified Bible. It says, "Behold, this is, you know, behold, what I have seen to be is good and fitting. Is for one to eat and drink, be full of enjoyment in all the labor which he labors under the sun, which God gives him, for this is his lot." And then the next one, also, this is the Amplified Bible, also every man to whom God gave riches and possessions. And there's no way you can make that word possessions mean spiritual. Mm-hmm. It's possessions. It's stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God gave it to him. It said, and the power to enjoy the stuff. So God is the author of extra. He's mm-hmm. the author of wealth and riches. And he gives you the ability, the power to enjoy that wealth and riches. And it says that, and accept at the appointed lot to rejoice in his toil for men to enjoy their work. And I tell people, you're supposed to enjoy your job. You know, so God is the author of wealth and riches in a man's life. He gives you the ability to enjoy those wealth and riches, and it's your lot in life from God to enjoy your work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so and I want people to know that, which is why I read that verse. I meet so many people with the mindset that not enough or just enough. It's like that's a badge of honor, saying I'm saved and full of the Holy Ghost, and it's like no, God gives you wealth and riches. And God gives you the ability to enjoy them. And that's what's so, that's the difference in wealthy people in the world and wealthy people in God.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of wealthy people in the world, they're not happy because they have no God. They don't have the ability to enjoy it. You see what I'm saying? So it's not wealthy people are wicked and saved people don't have money. No, saved people have money and wicked people have money. The difference is, say people who have money, God's giving them power to enjoy it. Wicked people who have money, they don't have the power to enjoy it. And so that's why they commit suicide when it's gone, you know, drugs and all these different things, all that money, and can't find happiness because you have no God. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so then Joshua 1:8, which is where I want to chop it up with you about, the book of, and again, Amplified Bible, the book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth, but ye shall meditate in it day and night, and observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then shall you make your way prosperous. When shall you make your way prosperous? When you meditate in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And making your mind up to do what you've meditated in the Word. And I'll say, people, I don't know how to meditate. Well, if you know how to worry, you know how to meditate.
Yes, yes.
Because that's what you're doing. You're meditating. For then shall you make your way prosperous. This is the part, though. And then shall you deal wisely and have good success. And that's what we've been talking about, the ability to deal wisely with your money. You know, we talk about marriage, and we know that we teach men, deal wisely with your wife. We teach parents, deal wisely with your children. We teach employees, deal wisely with your boss. But for some reason, Christian people have the hardest time realizing you got to deal wisely with your money.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell you every scripture and every technique for marriage and forgiving people and loving, all that stuff. They can't tell you nothing about money, as if the Bible doesn't talk about it and doesn't teach you about it. And so you have to deal wisely with it, and you have to deal wisely with it so you can be successful,
right.
You know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
in your finances. And so anyways, I know that you are balling out of control, I hear.
No, I don't know who told you that.
contract after contract in writing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a writer, mm-hmm. a ghostwriter. Mm-hmm. You write for magazines.
Yes, so I do ghostwriting, copywriting, writing coaching, as well as audiobooks and voiceovers. So anything that has to do with reading or writing, things like that is what I specialize in.
Reading and writing.
Reading and writing. My motto is read to learn and write to remember. So
I like that.
I help others read to learn, and I help the authors to write so that they can remember the journeys that they want to share. Your words are your legacy, so you must use them wisely and leave them for the next generation.
Wow. Your words are your legacy. That's what's up.
Yes,
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yes.
You are super smart too.
Oh,
then.
I try to be.
Yeah, yeah. That's what, you ain't gotta try to be. You are. Like, I feel like I need to go back to school to have this conversation. And so I know that you've been growing your business.
Yes, yes, and it happened really fast, and I'm glad that you shared that scripture, because when you meditate on the word, things change, because you're changing, you're growing,
right.
Your life is changing and lining up with the way that God intended for it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did just this year in April. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get serious about the Lord for myself and my spiritual walk and connection.
Right, right.
And then things started to shift for me. So I lost a job that I really loved.
So you lost
April.
The job. You
yes.
didn't quit.
No. And I think that is something that a lot of entrepreneurs, they get into the habit of, I got this job and this is my security net,
mm-hmm.
and I love this job and I'm going to stay here and this is what
right.
I'm going to do. But there's something more in them. Their vision becomes bigger than that little job,
right.
and they don't want to let it go.
And I tell people, people are, you know, they think that a job is security.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that my business is my security.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
And people say, man, Joseph, I don't know that, man.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna go out and, you know, quit a job and go start a business. I don't know if I can trust that. And I'm looking at them like, and you're going to put your whole livelihood in some man's hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can trust that. Because one day you could wake up and not have a job.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. So when I did, when that happened, you know, it kind of shook me a little bit. But I was reminded that everything you could ever need to create your wealth and maintain your wealth is in your hands, literally.
Yeah.
So I went back to my passions and my loves, and that was writing, reading, and helping others kind of get their
So you wasn't out. Worried at all. When you lost your job, you didn't get at all scared? You was like,
I got a little nervous, but the one thing about change in God is he will always prepare you for
mm-hmm.
a change. You know, he gives you what you need. It's up to you to use those tools and
right.
use that wisdom. So I had been saving. I saved enough so that I was okay. I was at that point of just enough.
See, there you go though.
Mm-hmm.
But no, but this is the thing. You didn't have just enough. You had extra.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the only way you were able to save is you had all your bills paid, and then what was extra, you saved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing right there. And I tell people all the time, you got to have some sort of a, you know, when we work with clients, we typically can get clients 30 to 45 days ahead of their bills.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a, you know, a decent income, we can do that in about 90 days
mm-hmm.
of creating a strategy. And and I think that's phenomenal that you did it. You have to be ready.
Yes, you got to. And I learned that because when I had my daughter, I had two strokes.
Right.
And so I couldn't work for 2 years. And so I had to live off of
what
I saved. And I had to learn how to, you know, you got to live very,
right.
got to get what you need.
But watch this, though. Did you know, I believe that the statistic is about 87%
mm-hmm.
of all Americans don't have $1,000 in the bank.
Mm.
If they lost their jobs today, they say that like about 90% of the people would lose their home in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So for you to be able to live for 2 years
yeah.
off money you saved, you were already ahead of the game. So you were already entrepreneurial and business minded.
Well, I think it was a combination, because I graduated from Florida A&M University, the number one HBCU in the nation.
I guess.
And so, you know, I learned some techniques and skills to
right.
save at that time, and I was really focused. Again, when we really tune into what we are designed to do, and we have an idea, you know, if we have that small vision,
right,
then we listen to the voice, listen to the intuition, and we know that, okay, this is what I got to do, and I need to save. I don't know what I'm saving for, but I'm saving. A wise woman, wise man, you have to save.
You have to be saving, absolutely.
And that's what I did. And then after, I'm going to circle back here, after losing my job in April, I really kind of honed into my business. And so that's when I started Rack City Inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And in Rack City Inspiration, it's kind of a city that you can come and learn and grow as an author. And so I have Rack House Publishing. So it helps any author to take mm-hmm. Their idea from just a small idea to an action and an actual work that they can make money right. from.
I would say, mm-hmm. and it's actually generating revenue. Mm-hmm. It's a new revenue stream when you write a book. Real quick, don't forget, guys, we're brought to you today, this segment, by Harvest Group Institute. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com, or give us a call at the office, 904-533-6154. And we can help you do just about anything that you're trying to do. And if we can't do it, we have people like Melinda at Wax City Inspiration that we refer you over to. And then also, don't forget, we have a show coming up October the 27th. It's going to be a dynamic and powerful show. It's called From Pain into Purpose with Chocolate the Poet, one of the most phenomenal poets in Jacksonville. And like I said, she's a sweetheart. She's a loving person. And she is speaking from what she's been through and what she has overcome. I know her personally, and I know some of her testimony, and I know you will be blessed by her event. And it is at Two Sinks. You guys, if you ain't been to Two Sinks, you're missing out. They're an amazing place. Good food, good entertainment. Two Sinks Restaurant and Grill. And it's on October 27th, Saturday. The doors open at 5:30. It starts at 6 p.m. The VIP tickets are $30, and general admission is $15. So again, and then if you got a moment, Google Chocolate the Poet. She's on Facebook. Check out her stuff, From Pain into Purpose. And so, anyways, you know, back to our regular scheduled program. and listening to you talk. And I know you personally as well. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes I've heard you say at least twice mm-hmm. Over the last, 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. You said, man, mm-hmm. I'm going to get a job.
Yeah.
This ain't working. I'm worried. I don't know. I'm not making enough. And again, we talk about mindset mm-hmm. and finances and money. And the one thing I know about you, too, is you really organize. And, you know, you try to make sure that you're doing what you're doing and you're doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, when you were feeling like, I don't know if I can do this, I might need to go get another job, that security,
mm-hmm.
How were you feeling?
No business owner, no one, I don't believe, likes to go through the tough parts of life.
Right.
That whole through part is difficult. It's unsettling because you don't really, that's when your faith really is a mustard seed or smaller, you know? And so that mustard seed faith is hard because it's so small you can barely see it, but you know it's there.
Right.
And for me, it was losing that security of, you know, a regular 9 to 5, you know that check is going to be there, that direct deposit. And it's like, it's coming. I know it, but a business owner is like, you got to depend on people to pay their bills on time, you know?
Yeah, so indeed.
Nobody wants to go through that. But when my thinking changed, when I realized that through does not mean you have to stay in it. Through is the process to get to two.
Right.
So if you want to get to a place of comfort, then you have to go through those moments of just enough. You have to go through those moments I don't know if I can get through this day. You have to even go through those thoughts of maybe I need to get a job. And sometimes you do need to, but sometimes you got to work harder.
And you can get a job mm-hmm. and still build your thing on the side. Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, listening to you, I think it's an element of faith.
Yes.
You got to believe the word. You got to believe what the Bible talks about. And again, you already had some qualities, some biblical qualities. You know, you save your money. You talk about God through the whole process and through everything that you've been through. But I watch people say stuff like, I don't want to try to own a business. I just want to get my check because I know that that's God taking care of me.
Mm-hmm.
Or they say stuff like, people, you know, I don't want a whole lot of money because people with a whole lot of money, they ain't got God, or, you know, stupid mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I noticed that I know a lot of poor people who love money
mm-hmm.
and who don't see money properly. They don't have any savings. And that tells me you don't see money properly because you ought to be saving money.
Yes.
You know, how are you dealing with situations that come up? If, you know, I grew up in a household where I didn't get taught about money. I didn't get taught about owning a business. And I used to sell stuff when I was little, and they called me a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're always selling something, boy. Stop all that selling something. You know, you're always just shady. It's like, why is it shady to sell something?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It may be shady to sell something, you know, marked up at 300%.
Mm-hmm.
But just to sell something is not shady. I believe that everybody has within them some degree of qualities that somebody else would pay for. Because you couldn't have told me that somebody would pay somebody to write. You know what I mean?
Yes,
for you to realize that I'm a great writer and people can pay me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'm a great reader and people would pay me to do that. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, because I'm not the educated kind. When I hear stuff like that, I say, that's crazy. Like, who would pay for that? Mm-hmm. But the fact is, you figured it out.
Yes. And that's the thing. When you have something in your hands that is your gift, mm-hmm. it is up to you to get it out, write it out, get it out, do it, whatever it is. And once you do it, you realize that money will come from every direction for you because there's money with your name on it.
It is.
Nobody else can get
Absolutely.
It except you.
Absolutely. And most people don't, mm-hmm. they don't believe. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in God in the area of finances. Mm-hmm. The only option that a lot of people have, and what I mean when I say option is, you know, I like movies. And so when I watch movies, I learn a lot. And back in the day, Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger was in the room, and this lady was talking noise, and he pulled up like in the computer screen like four options of what to say. Mm-hmm. They were all cuss words.
Okay.
But that's what I mean when I say options. Mm-hmm. When we get into financial jams, we pull up in our minds the only options that we have. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for most people, there's two options. The options are go get a second
job. Yep.
And then the other option is ask somebody for the money.
Yeah.
And those are only two options that most people know. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize that the Bible is replete with other options. The Bible talks about how to invest. The Bible tells you how to make friends with unrighteous mammon, that if something ever goes wrong, you can be covered. Mm-hmm. And I can, you know, and I talked about before, when my company lost $10,000 a month in revenue, I was devastated. Like, mm-hmm. I was on the street crying, like real tears.
Yeah.
Because they took my truck.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the thing is, faith is, people forget that faith, you have to have that mustard seed faith. And that's mm-hmm. the key thing. Seeds have to be planted in order to grow.
Yeah.
If you have money, you have to plant that seed in faith in order to grow that money. That's how I grew my business.
But people are not trying to grow their money.
That's true.
I think that we've been taught, and that's why, like I said, the mindset of it all, we've been taught in a very negative way about money.
Mm-hmm.
They're not
mm-hmm.
even trying to grow their yeah. money. Because again,
they want to hold it.
They want to hold it. Yeah. And this is so funny. They say they want to hold it, but if they really wanted to hold it, guess what they would have? Savings.
Mm-hmm.
They really
mm-hmm.
just want to consume it.
Mm-hmm.
All people know how to do is get money and spend it and get another job to get money and spend it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's it. It's like, no, get money and first, like you said, first sow your faith
mm-hmm.
and your finances in your faith to God. God, I need to grow this money. Because when you talk about growing money, now you're talking about a whole other concept for finances, which is investing.
Yes, yes.
And people don't want to invest in anything.
They don't want to give up anything, yeah, yeah.
You know?
So I want to remind people to call in, because we need some calls in. I want to answer some questions. I want to tell you guys about how wonderful it is to be on this show today.
Call in at 904-296-2251. 904, what happened? Like, the engineer laughing at me because I forgot to do that. Everybody laughing at me. 904-296-2251. And give us a call. Tell us what you think. Ask questions, though, seriously. Because if you ask a question, you can get some answers. We want to talk to you about entrepreneurialism. We want to talk to you about investing, getting your mind right when it comes to all that stuff. So 904-296-2251. Or call us and tell us we don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
You can even say
you.
That. So, again, when you talk about growing money, you talk about investing. We got a caller. Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Got a quick question.
What's your name, sir? What's your name?
My name is Eugene.
Eugene, you got to get your last name. Eugene, good to meet you. Eugene, I'm Joseph, and I'm happy you called in. Appreciate you, sir. What's your question?
Yes, I met you before. I was on your program once before. My question is, what exactly type of writing does your co-host do? What type of writing does she do? Business writing? Does she write for school purposes?
Oh, that's a great question, Mr. Eugene. So I do, with Rec House Publishing, I do copywriting, which is going to be that kind of creative writing to help kind of get your advertisements together, things like that. I started out doing curriculum writing. That was the first thing that actually made me income. I wrote a curriculum for a program, and I still make income off of that today, and I do a lot of books, so that can be any novels, fiction, nonfiction, inspirational fiction or nonfiction, and self-help. I specialize in journals and workbooks as well. So really anything that you need out of your head onto paper, whether that's for business, personal, anything, I can write it all.
So, Eugene, what were you thinking? What were you thinking?
Well, actually, I got two angles. I got a son in school, and he could probably use some help with his writing. And two, I got a partner of mine. This guy is like, he's got a super business head on him, but he's not a writer.
Okay, Eugene. So,
yes.
Do you still have our office number, Eugene?
I can pull over and write it, or you can take this number and I can be.
Well, don't give us your number over the air, sir.
Or you can always visit RackCityInspiration.com.
Do that. Go to RackCityInspiration.com.
Let me get my pen going.
And so I'll say it one more time. Go ahead, spell it for him.
R A C K C I T Y Inspiration.com.
Inspiration. Okay, and you'll give me all the details about your pricing.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. She'll go over that. So thanks for your call, Eugene. We appreciate it, man. You have an amazing day, and keep listening, brother. Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good one also.
You too.
Bye-bye. So, again, talking about – oh, and again, thanks a lot, Eugene. So, again, thinking about investing and growing money. Do you invest?
I do. But the thing – you know, what I find is you have to find the investments that work for you. Oh, I think we have another caller.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Donna. Hi, Donna. This is Joseph. I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
I was calling about the writing thing as well. I really am inspired. I feel that God has blessed me with this ministry to write inspirational. And I really just don't know how to get started. You're speaking about investing your money and how to get started into things like that. And I was interested in maybe a little help with how to go about doing that.
Okay. Well, what I would first recommend is let's definitely connect. Go to the website, RackCityInspiration.com, and invest in yourself by purchasing a writing coach. And that's something that I do. I'll help you get your story, a skeleton out of your story, and then we put all the pretty colors of the rainbow in it and make it something that people love and can't get enough of. So again, the first thing is invest in yourself. Write what you're doing, get you some journals, and then get a writing coach. And I would love to walk you through that process. So again, just go to the website, RackCityInspiration.com, and let me know, and I'll definitely follow back up with you, okay?
Thank you.
No Be problem. Blessed. You too, honey.
Thank you, Donna. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Awesome. So you say you do invest.
Yes, but you know, it's important to get around people who will help you guide that process, because as a new business owner, it can be a little confusing. You know, you just don't know what to do or how to do it. And so I think it's a blessing, because God will give you again what you need to get through any moment. And so that's where you come in. You know, you're kind of walking me through that.
Yeah. And so, because we've been talking a little bit about investing over the last few days, what you should invest in. Mm-hmm. If you have little ones, what to do to secure their futures financially as well. We got another caller. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
This is Chocolate Bee.
Hi,
how are you?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. I was listening to the show, and I wanted to say Melinda just made a good point in investing in yourself. That's one of the first things that I had to do myself.
Gotcha.
I am a new business owner. Investing in myself, believing in myself, and surrounding yourself with people that you want to be like. And I learned that in vision and strategy meetings when I first met you, Joseph.
Gotcha.
You taught me a lot of things with that. And I found that if you change your outlook, it does change your outcome. And I started changing my can't to can.
Yes.
Indeed. Powerful. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your insight. And
we can't wait to come to the show, Chocolate Fee.
Thank you. I just want to let everyone know that it really is worth it, believing in yourself. Is it easy? No, but it's worth it.
Absolutely. And so real quick, I want to let everybody know, Chocolate, that this is the Chocolate I was talking about. Her show's coming up on October 27th.
Yeah.
Do you have a website, Chocolate?
Yes, I do. My website is Chocolate Fee the Poet. That's Chocolate F-E. D-A-P-O-E-T. And everything is on my website, all of my upcoming events.
Okay.
You can also reach me at any social media outlet under Chocolate Fee the Poet.
Awesome. Well, thank you. We got to let you go. We finna wind down real quick. So thanks, Chocolate, and hoping everybody comes out to From Pain to Purpose.
Yeah.
Yes, Chocolate the Poet at Two Saints. God bless you, young lady. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So anyways, real quick, guys, we got to wrap it up. And so,
if you have any other questions, though, you can always leave them for Joseph, and his number at his office is 904-533-6154.
That's affirmative. 904-533-6154. Finances, investing, building your business, things of that nature.
Yes,
that's
Harvest
what we
Group
do.
Institute.
We have a Bible conference coming up on November the 10th. You don't want to miss it. Go to our website. It's there, harvestgroupinstitute.com. We have an anniversary leadership and finance cruise coming up. On a cruise ship, you're going to learn about money and how to do what you need to do with your money. And that's March the 21st of 2019. Again, go to our website and let us know you want to participate in that. If you want to be a sponsor, you saw all the calls, all the people asking about her business, give us a call. We can help you do that. 904-533-6154. And so we appreciate your time and attention here at Praise 107.9. And as usual, God bless you. We love you. Drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.